Just be bumped up one spot.
Yeah.
Everything should just be bumped up one spot.
That would put the elementary school.
As the top priority, yeah.
Bike path list.
Yeah. Yeah, because technically, yeah, that'll be sidewalks and painting the road, right? You know, and signage, not an actual, so I'm sure that's why.
It's not for generally agreement, but you may want to notify Rick to give him a heads up. That's taking place.
And then also draw your attention to the last one on it is in green. So obviously this list has a lot of like local needs as well that may not necessarily be on the state route. So this would be an opportunity to consider that complete streets project on grants and stuff.
Hopefully we'll get Keith here at the next meeting, and these are all great projects that, and heavy duty safety. Most, a lot of these are safety issues that Keith has highlighted here, the city of Branson highlighted. So we do need to get them ranked and on the agenda as soon as possible.
It's real close at that Main Street 76 because of RVs turning, trucks turning. I was there the other day and I had to back up way back so a truck could turn. So it's definitely something that we need to look at for the safety of the pedestrians that are walking there all the time.
Well, the area down at the intersection with the landing there where the railway has people crossing over daily in that traffic area, there needs to be some grade separation there, and that would probably also qualify as a rail project.
Mm-hmm.
and related funding that would be, might be available. There are several of those areas that are just accidents looking for a place to happen.
And we have new ways that we're doing the traffic counts. It's through, it's called MyoVision. And so we actually have pedestrian counts, bicycle counts, and traffic counts for all of the intersections now.
Well, that would be a good guide to have. Again, thank you for all the detail. This is all that draws to our attention what we need to be discussing and giving greater feedback on. Great detail here, good list.
So what I'm hearing is removing number one and just bumping everything up on the list and adding that new submission from Branson for its work downtown. Basically number eight.
So move.
I guess we'll need to we have a motion to remove number one and add in the new Branson one is eight, move everything else up one. So we have
second
for that. Motion and a second. Discussion. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The motion would carry.
And then finally, the other lists on here is a rail, aviation, transit, and freight. Those are a little bit some holdouts from when we did like Amendment 7 prioritization process when we went to ballot for the new sales tax. Some of these items will be addressed in the statewide like freight plan. Right now, we're just prioritizing road and bridge and bike and pedestrian for the moment.
I see you segregated them from the other projects.
Yeah, that came through that initiative petition process when we were asked by the legislature, I believe, to come up with what we would do with different pots under every mode of transportation. And so it's kind of just held on to the list.
You've got us identifying correctly. Our number one project would be the transload facility. Mm-hmm. From rail and all the other listed items there,
right.
Like still on target.
We have a template in these lists that also the road and bridge projects feed into, and there's different tiers of that. That's basically, those are the projects on deck, if additional money becomes available, this is what we'll work on. And we're going to do a multimodal list this summer. So I'm pretty sure that'll include bicycle, pedestrian, and some good transit. I don't know about rail and freight, how we'll do that yet for each.
Interesting to see when the infrastructure bill comes out, but the Biden administration is very pro-rail. So they're interested in getting rail projects and funding going also. So that may end up merging some of these later on down the pike. But it's good to see you've got our rail projects listed on there in detail.
I think we need to know for this is something. But when we do the first list, it's going to happen quickly this summer, at the end of August.
Every other month.
So I don't know how quickly we turn around and see your input, but I think, especially any time you probably have more of the not just basic oak service, you have any specific you want to look at doing, for example, some transit and the other transit facilities just before we capture all that. And what we're understanding is that our first list really helped with that gas tax proposal because they're able to say this is what, these are the projects that you get, you know, with this particular revenue source. So if they're looking at something like some leftover COVID money and funding other votes, they're going to be looking at the list that we come up with.
Okay. We've got a placeholder here for the trolley system stops, and I'm sure Branson's going to want to reopen that one and take another look at expansion of the trolley system for the full strip eventually. That's what was originally planned.
That was originally,
this Project 76 was to get the trolley stops throughout the entire strip. So we've got placeholders on here where we can give you more clear definition as time goes on, prioritization and what the city desires to have done.
Thanks or anything else that we'll see we need to, if we need to hit on.
I've raised a question at last month's meeting, even though we didn't have a quorum, about this. Any further information on the $10 million that Taney County was supposed to get from a recovery program? State local physical recovery plan. Has there been any more discussion on that? Keelan, do you know on that?
We've appointed Melissa from Emergency Management to handle. It's a little different in the receiving the money. There's a 151-page document that her attorney's going over and she's going over.
A lot of pages.
And if it's like here, it's still probably come up with some more, but. We have no money this time. We're going to get the $5 million, and then it takes a speculation in time that's after that's been in 2 years, you can apply for the second. But we've heard no more since we made the appointment. We sent the, she's filled out the papers and requested. And I read that 4 days after the request and everything we should receive, but that was just, I think. We could go Monday that we made the appointment.
I think it's in process. It's good.
You just wait.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think the Treasury is taking public comment on the initial guidance that came out for the program, and so they have until July 16th, I think, to collect public feedback until they, and then they'll issue their final guidance for the program. So since we've got until 2024 to spend this round of funds, and like CARES Act is pretty quickly, but so now it's a little bit more methodical process. But yeah, they'll continuously update the guidance like they did every year, so it'll be kind of a moving target for a while.
But like you said, it's not a hurry like it was. The deadline is not the same. It starts from March, when they sign the original papers.
just one question. I think Ashto had submitted a question about whether the funds could be used for transportation infrastructure, because in the legislation specifically calls out water, wastewater, and broadband infrastructure. There was an initial response that kind of signaled the Treasury would be open to spending the funds with transportation, but they still need to issue final guidance on that.
I got the impression that we could not.
Yeah. Well, my initial impression was too, but then Ashto circulated a memo saying that they had thought maybe it was going to be a possibility. So again, we just have to wait. It's kind of a waiting game. I think in July we'll hear a little bit more.
Thank you.
I think you're finding out some things they've done aren't working too well, and I forget how many states they have withdrawn from. This is a different topic, but the unemployment is a large number of states. We're pushing close to half. There's different issues coming up that maybe they did not check out as well as they should.
All right.
I want to bring up number 7. Well, it's really number 8 on the bike ped.
Yeah.
That project has been completed already with our Title 76 improvements from where it says Gretna Road to Nash Drive. So we have already gone from Gretna Road to the Ferris Wheel with our first segment that we completed at the pedestrian improvement project there on 76.
Okay.
So from the Ferris Wheel to Pat Nash Drive is all this remaining of that, not the Gretna Road to Pat Nash.
Progress made.
We also have a project in our STIP to give grants of about $900,000 for improvements in the strip for pedestrians. We've kind of carried over for 10 years, sort of waiting from there to be able to do the federal health and progress.
I'll call you. One of the two. Is there a match on that, Frank?
I think it will not be now because it's a city system, so I think just if they're all federal.
Let me
give a call. Frank, I have another question. What would we need as far as we had at our, was at our January meeting, we had a fellow come speak that on rural route on M Highway, Cedar Creek. They're we've added our prioritization, but was looking at maybe trying to put a short section of guardrail up. There have been multiple fatalities on the one corner. One of them was, I think, was. Maybe what was it, one of his kids or a family member. Now that we've added that to our prioritization list, what would we need to do to get that, like to you guys, as far as some information on it, on what was discussed or asked with that?
Yeah, I mean, my best chime on this one too, but I think we need to see kind of the plan sheet or something so we can look at it, just wanting to kind of verify the design standard and also that. You're asking me.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Yes. We did get a request through, actually, through Representative Smith's office, and we re-looked at that location. We had looked at it back in 2019. We re-looked at it again this week, and our safety folks evaluated the number of crashes that are reported at that location, and then took a look at the alignment. And they are still not recommending guardrail at that location. They feel like people would probably try to shy away from the guardrail, and it might actually cause more accidents than we prevent.
Okay. So it's just